Local police say they're looking forward to returning to classrooms a week after Kitchener South Hespler MPP Jess Dixon's private members bill passed at Queen's Park, calling on provincial school boards to encourage school boards to reinstate the School Resource Officer, SRO, program. It's been almost 4 years since local school boards cancelled SRO programs, and Waterloo Regional Police Chief Mark Crowell said he's excited about this next chapter. Operating through their youth engagement strategy and working with school leadership, Crowell hopes to establish a program commitment that will matter and look to address issues not only about school and student violence, but also looking at these positive, proactive role modeling opportunities. Dixon's motion asked that the Ministry of Education advocate for the return of SRO officers to publicly funded schools. In a press release announcing the motion, Dixon said community school liaison officer programs are designed to build meaningful relationships between students and officers, serving as a bridge between schools, families, and communities. This motion is not about turning back the clock, it's about moving forward with clarity and purpose, said Dixon. As someone who has seen firsthand the positive influence of school resource officers, it has been a privilege to champion this effort. This program is about fostering trust, creating connections, and ensuring every student feels safe and supported in their learning environment. Meredith Radlane, chair of the WRDSB Board of Trustees, said at this time there is no direction from the ministry to reinstate the program at any schools. Decisions such as these are made with community consultation. Should legislation require it, that is the process that would be used, and that is what would determine our response. We will continue to work with the WRPS, said Radlane. The recently passed legislation does not require or obligate schools to adopt the same programs previously in place and were ultimately disbanded due to concerns from the community about students who were feeling uncomfortable or unsafe around the officers. At the time of the cancellation, WRDSB had also issued a public apology for any harm the program caused. Crowell said that he publicly challenged some of the academic literature during the program's cancellation, saying, "There was more work that could have been done to show the benefits and the success that police put into the SRO program. This is all about moving forward, and the best way to do that is through collaboration and partnership and finding something that is achievable and that works the best for the modern environment that we're in," he said. "We want to ensure that every student has access to police resources when needed, but we want to support the systems as they are now and also create new programs and capacities that are done in collaboration with all student needs." Police have already begun engaging with schools, community groups, and student groups to shape what will become the new SRO program. Dixon said this motion recognizes concerns of the past while advocating for reforms to enhance the program's equity and impact. "When an officer's presence becomes a source of mentorship and support, it starts to replace fear with trust. It moves us closer to a future where no child feels excluded from the safety and protection that every Ontarian deserves, and where a police uniform could become a symbol of security and reassurance for all," Dixon said.